This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride,
good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition on a very foggy morning here in the Tampa Bay area. And I've got to warn everybody out there, there's a dense fog advisory. The drivers that are out on the highway, the professional drivers, are telling me that you cannot see going over these bridges in Tampa Bay today. So be very, very careful. I am broadcasting from the Moss Nissan studio here at our flagship Salem Media Group stations in Tampa, Florida. We are nationally syndicated on the GCN Live Radio Network via the Westwood One XDS satellite, and we are heard around the world, broadcasting where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas right now. Thank you for your service to America. And to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers too, thank you for what you're doing keeping America free and safe. To all those who work the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, thanks for what you do. And don't forget to go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website and click on the USCCA logo there to register for the free Gun a Day giveaway and find out more about what a USCCA membership can do for you. And now, here's Ms. Rosemary, our prayer intercessor. Hey there, kiddo.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Captain's Army. Yeah, I don't have heart attacks. I think we had a few heart attacks there. No. Got the right night. And by the way, if anybody listening, this is the time I give a few names out. But I brought in help for tonight. You need to know this. So, because there was a special anointing over this one. So, you know, negative forces sometimes try they come from all sources, try to stop. Because if we don't keep prayer going and I don't keep the blessings over you all, keep you well, we've got a left-sided group there that's really giving us trouble. And that's why these are important. God showed me that. And so I do these for you all, but I want to tell you, there is a double anointing tonight. So even if I don't mention your name, and those are the people that, you know, you've been there a long time. By the way, I got your message, Al. You can call me after the show. But anyway, yeah, you got the right night. Hey, we got the right night, Captain. It happens. But he's right. I'm usually not on the weekends. But anyway.
Well, I thought it was Saturday morning.
I know. It's easy to, well, you know, it has been a long week. But anyway,
oh, I know.
Yeah, it has. We've gone through, and we're going to go through stuff, people. Okay, let me get started because I've got to get your names on here. But even if your name isn't on here, people, remember on these, and I've already lost my voice. I have fasted. I have sweat blood before this show because God said these are very important that we put blessings out in the air because we are going to face some battles. You know that. They've only begun, and boy, you're seeing them. Okay. Let me go with first Barbara in the hospital, Maria, Major Mac, all of Germany, if it's probably all lit up, it usually is.
Yeah.
John, your personal request from your dad, Jim, there in Georgia, call me if you want to, but God bless you. That's a special request I had to add in there. Flip, Flip almost flipped probably when he heard that. No, Flip, good luck with your surgery. I thought I had that date. Sorry to correct, but I wasn't sure. Good luck. But anyway, with your health, God bless you, Flip. We love you. Ed, our very loyal driver that's always there, Catwoman, Road Dog, Mark the Trucker, Thomas or Sue, Jockey, all you drivers. And like the captain said, you have to be careful. That's why I wouldn't want to be a driver. You have to go through all kinds of weather. So I'm going to put special prayer over all you drivers out there tonight. Because like he said, you know, you got, and pull over, by the way, if you're listening to this, because you might feel something tonight. I brought in a specialist. You don't know that from a distance. I have someone helping me with this one tonight. So, I don't think the devil likes that, but God does. So, anyway, all right. Terry, our overnight worker in Nashville, Sondi in Wisconsin, Ms. Beulah in Texas, Dan the man from Indiana, Richard, our Marine friend in Oregon, Steve in Thailand, Jeff in Sarasota, Sam the paper man. He's our local expert paper relocator. I finally got that right. And our caller inners that, you know, like Picasso, Dan the man when he calls in, Sean from Tampa calls in. I don't think he's online yet. Eon from Clearwater, our live regular callers, God bless you all and what you do. Dave in Indiana, you're there, I know. Al in Nebraska, I already got the message. And sweetheart, yes, you and your son and your family, God bless you all, you're right here. And call me after the show, anytime, but not during the show, because I stay with the show. I'm connected to you guys, and I will stay with you. Tim, our former TSA worker, please let me know how you're doing, Tim. I'm concerned about you. Let me know. And then in Sarasota, Bradenton, we can't forget you all. Joyce and Vicky, I remembered your daughter Vicky tonight, Joyce. Don't worry. Joyce probably had a heart attack when you said I wasn't on tonight. Joyce, it's okay. It's been a long week for all of us. And LJ, Christine, I hope I'm, well, anyway, all of y'all. Jeff in Sarasota, Tampa, Trump Club, Lynn in Cape Cod, Soar, retired 9/11 operator, Janice in Kentucky, all tea parties and what you all do. So many of you, the Villages, Orlando, Manatee, Don in Carrollton, Georgia, Deborah in Jasper. And I noticed you mentioned her name, and I had her name on here, Captain. That was good. Terry, our overnight worker. Did I already put him? Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Okay. Well, Terry, then you just get triple blessed. I had to do this so quickly yesterday and just spend more time in prayer, so I'm sorry. Cousin Vinny, I don't know what he's doing, what he's up to, but
he's back north.
Oh, he's gone. Okay.
Yeah, well, he was in the panhandle for about a week, and now he's back up north again.
Oh, he may not be online then, but anyway, he'll be blessed. Okay, Valdosta, Georgia, all of you listeners, Hillsborough County Republic Party, and I know that Captain has Colonel Jim. I don't know his last name too well, Captain.
Hello from Steve in Thailand.
Hi, Steve. God bless you. And by the way, God bless your whole family too, your wife. I meant to say that. And that's really about all the time I have. But phew, get those in. But remember, this is for everybody online, and there's thousands, if not a million of you. So if you're in the background, you're still important. But these are names that I always do. I always promise that I'll do a short name thing. That's important, and I'll be changing the name some. But anyway, I want you all to know I did bring in help for this. So take this seriously. We are going to need a lot of prayer against the evil in these days. Thanks, Captain. I took it right up to the line. God bless you all, and God bless you, Captain. Thank you.
All righty, Miss Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. By the way, again, there's a dense fog advisory for the coastal roads here in the Tampa Bay area, all the way down the coast, up in the Panhandle, over in the east side, down in South Florida as well tonight. Be very, very careful. All right, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Your calls are welcome, 877-969-8600.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey there! I want you to trot out over to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take a look at that USCCA logo link that's right there. And first of all, sign up for your opportunity to get a chance to win a free gun. That's number one from the drop-down menu that will drop right down when you get to the page and look at it. And then number two, consider becoming a member of the USCCA, because if you join, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff right now. And that's things that you can definitely use, especially if you're a shooter or into self-defense. It doesn't matter what you use or how you use it. You need to have the proper legal background and protection with you in case something were to happen. Because remember, the last person standing is the first person the police are going to be looking at, regardless of the circumstances, when you get in a situation where you have to defend yourself. So that's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Click on that USCCA logo that's right there. Find out why membership has its advantages. Now, we heard from Johanna, one of our listeners, and Johanna says some state politicians are attempting to make an end run around the Electoral College by passing a law that mandates their state's electoral votes go to the person who gets the national popular vote, regardless of who the state's residents elect to be the president. Now, one or two states have already passed such a law, with other blue states talking about it. And yeah, you're right, I've talked about that for weeks now. And it appears to be legal. Well, it's not. And I'll get into that in a minute. It appears to be legal because states have the right to assign their electoral votes as they desire. They do, but they don't have an opportunity to do it in the manner in which they're going about it. And I'll get to all that in just a second here. And I guess it will take lawsuits to determine if they can get away with it. Well, yes, there will be lawsuits. The Constitution specifically states the Electoral College was set up that way, number one. Number two, They would have to have 34 of the states ratify any type of amendment to replace, get rid of, alter, change, whatever, the Electoral College. And they can, you are right, they can change the vote in terms of whoever gets the most popular vote in the state, in that state. Or no, I'm sorry, it's not popular vote. Let me back up a minute. Popular vote is what determines the electoral vote in a state, per se, because you're voting for electors. And the electors' names aren't on the ballot all the time in various states. But where they're on the ballot, if you vote for a Democratic elector versus the candidate, and the Democrats get more electoral votes in the states that Johanna's talking about, then yes, even though the popular vote may have gone one way, the electoral vote, by voting for individual electors, which is the way they have that set up, goes a different way. And that, to me, is going to be, if it hasn't already, going to be put in the mold and be on a fast track to get to the Supreme Court of the United States. Watch and see. So there you go. Now, if you want to opine, 877-969-8600, 877-969-8600. Again, keep in mind, the entire state of Florida right now, from the Panhandle across I-10, Mobile, all the way over to Jacksonville, all the way down I-75 and the coastal highways down to the Keys, and back around to Miami and back up to Jacksonville, we are under a dense fog advisory. Alligator Alley, I've just been told down there, is extremely foggy. Visibility is zero in many places down there. So please, please be careful. And it's still snowing in Oklahoma. Now, that system is moving across the south. There's rain in the mix. There may be some wintry weather to the north part of North Georgia, North Alabama, again, the mountains of the Carolinas, and it's going to go up the east coast over the weekend, just in time for all those playoff games in some situations where, as I said, they may be playing in the rain, they may be playing in the snow. Now, I'm going to go back to something here that I had from earlier, and it's Nancy Pelosi being interviewed by Samantha Guthrie on NBC. And let's just give a little listen to, oh, I don't know, it's maybe a minute here, of what Nancy Pelosi was saying as she gets ready to jump in the mix here as the Speaker of the House.
You probably are the most powerful woman in government.
In the United States, you know.
Yes. Do you think about that? Think about what that means? Do you think about that as a personal accomplishment?
No, I think of it as a responsibility. I don't think of it as an accomplishment. I think of it as a responsibility in how we go forward and what that means in terms of the lives of America's working families, and that more, this isn't breaking a glass ceiling, this is breaking a marble ceiling in the capital of the United States.
Now, kind of says it all, doesn't it? And oh, by the way, Ed, thanks for sending me that. I was going to mention that. Yesterday, folks, they had just a horrible accident near Gainesville on I-75. Two semis, a van, and a mid-sized sedan were all involved in a wreck. Seven people were killed, and eight others were hurt, some with critical conditions. Now, this was in Alachua County. Amongst the dead are multiple children. Very, very, very bad situation when you get on the scene and there's kids. It happened yesterday on I-75 about 3:42 in the afternoon. The FHP said the two semi-tractor trailers, a van, a mid-sized sedan, were amongst the vehicles involved in the crash. They had to shut down both the north and southbound lanes of I-75 for several miles in the area because of the amount of debris that was all over the highway, both sides of the highway, I might add. And as far as right now, there is some danger or danger. There is some damage to the highway where the vehicles burn up. And they're going to be working on the road in that area. So up there It's at mile marker 393 in Alachua County, I-75. And they will probably have a lane or so shut down while they're working on repaving the highway and whatnot, because this was quite an inferno they had. Quite an inferno. And again, all I can say is that these things happen. You got to be careful out there. And this was, by the way, in the middle of the day when the sun was shining. Not a night like tonight when we've got heavy fog in the areas. So there you go. And Trucker Ed, you be careful out there, my man. And same with Thomas, the suicide jockey. He sent me a couple pictures out there, what's going on. So you guys be careful. Now, were you guys coming across I-40 tonight? And I'm going to mention this before we go to the bottom of the hour break and come back with our military and veterans news report. For you guys that are out there coming across I-40 tonight, pay attention, because this weather, where it's still snowing in Oklahoma, snow flurries, it's not like what it was, is going to move across and go up the East Coast. Now, where the temperatures will be a little bit cooler in the northern parts of Georgia and Alabama and the mountainous parts of Tennessee and North and South Carolina and Virginia, you're probably going to see some snow. Don't know if this is going to be a big snowmaker, but you'll see some snow to go along with what's going on. But other than that, there's a lot of fog out in front of this right now, too. So fog is a problem in the south right now. It's not just Florida. It's also Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia up the East Coast right now along the coastal areas, predominantly along the coastal areas. And as I said, there's a dense fog advisory right now for my state where I'm broadcasting from here. Be careful. Be careful. Now, when you get in the mix of things and all else fails, think about Ocasio-Cortez challenging Nancy Pelosi on the PAYGO bill that got passed last night by the House. And Ocasio-Cortez said that she was going to challenge it right from the get-go. She had her people, her minions put together and all that sort of stuff. And, of course, none of that worked. None of that worked. And, of course, she was one of the group that didn't support Nancy Pelosi for speaker. Boy, I'm telling you. Matter of fact, I think she didn't vote. I think she abstained from voting, to be honest with you. Anyway, what a slap in the face. Okay, we're coming back on our first military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The House has approved a bill to deny new border wall funding, and it also passed a measure to reopen the government. Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
A wall is an immorality. It's not who we are as a nation. And this is not a wall between Mexico and the United States that the president is creating here. It's a wall between reality and his constituents.
USA's Tim Berg has more.
President Trump makes a surprise appearance at a White House news conference, thanking border security officials for what they've been doing and saying the American people are all for the wall.
The people of our country want it. I have never had so much support as I have in the last week over my stance for border security, for border control, and for, frankly, the wall or the barrier.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our Military and Veterans News segment. First one in the morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, where they have two campuses to serve you. And I'll tell you all about how you can get a tremendous opportunity that could be worth a lot of money to you right after this little announcement.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now listen up, guys and gals, especially those of you that are veterans and anybody that qualifies under the GI Bill, especially the Post 11 GI Bill. A lot of you are in a dead-end job. You're going nowhere. You got no chance for the future, a pay raise or promotion. You're just sitting there literally spinning your wheels. You know it, but you don't have enough time, wherewithal, or whatever to do something about it. Well, I've got a great idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck. Check out the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, which is a suburb of Boston, and the other right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, Aviation maintenance techs are in demand right now all around the world to repair and fix the planes and keep all the different aircraft fleets flying, regardless of what country they're in. So, check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. While you're there, if you're a civilian, they have financial assistance. Ask them about that. If you're a veteran, they'll determine your eligibility. They can do that for you. Post 911 veterans, definitely you're going to have no problem at all getting your benefits, your full package. And as far as veterans before that, it all depends on whether or not you use your educational benefits and how much the percentage is that you have left, because, of course, it changes after amount of years. But they'll be able to give you the answer at National Aviation Academy. So, 800-659-2080. Schedule a tour. Schedule a tour. 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because that will open the doors of opportunity, and you'll be treated just like a king or a queen when you go there, because that's what they do for the people that are listeners to this program. National Aviation Academy. Now, the president yesterday said that he is ready to meet again with the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un. He has received a letter from that leader, and they'll be setting up a program to meet with Kim in the not-too-distant future to restart the talks about the North's nuclear programs. And we'll see what happens next. Now, President Trump also pushed back against reports of a rapid withdrawal of U.S. troops from Syria during a press conference. He confirmed that he'll be ending American military activity there in the near future, but we don't telegraph our moves as to what we're doing, when we're doing it, or how we're doing it. So we'll all find out at the same time. And after the White House meeting between the Democrats and the Republicans, Washington failed to find a compromise to end the 12-day partial government shutdown. By the way, they've all been invited to come back to the White House again today to talk to the president, and we'll see what happens there. A solution could still be weeks away, though, the way things are going. We'll see. And you heard the president make the claim, and I heard him say it, and I watched him, and I said, what are you doing? About that he had fired Defense Secretary James Mattis and said his progress in Afghanistan was not good during a meeting of the new cabinet, the White House, that was seen on national television. I don't think the president meant that. I think it was a Freudian slip of the tongue, but obviously he was trying to make it look like he was the guy in charge and all that sort of stuff, and that's what I've known him to be in New York City. So there you go. Now, the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan has told NATO troops to prepare themselves for positive processes or negative consequences as peace talks between the U.S. and the Taliban to end the 17-year war gain momentum right now. And we'll see what happens there. Now, six soldiers were wounded in an attack in the Maiwan district of the southern province of Kandahar. In Afghanistan, five were killed, six were wounded. Terrorists, of course, blew up the Afghanistan army outpost that these people were stationed at. And remember China, China, China? I remember hearing that discussion before. It actually came out of the Obama administration. But acting U.S. Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan told civilian leaders of the U.S. military to focus on China, 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 even as America fights militants in Syria and Afghanistan. That's interesting. We'll see how that works out. We'll see how that works out. Now, how is TRICARE treating you? Because we just went through the sign-up program, or where you could change your plan. And in light of the big changes in the TRICARE program in the last year, a military advocacy group wants your input on your experience with military health care. So there's a survey out there floating around Matter of fact, it may have come in the mail because I got something yesterday from the Military Officers Association of America, and it was a survey of some sort, and I didn't get a chance to fill it out because I was running a little bit late yesterday with the things I was doing. But that may be what they're talking about. That may be the survey. We'll see. We shall see. Also, when it comes to the military, cybersecurity and cyberspace is, you know, always there in the middle. And I couldn't help but think, with China reaching a milestone in space exploration when they landed a vehicle on the dark side of the moon for the first time in history, I couldn't wonder whether or not that will shake up the U.S. to get a little bit more tenacious, if you will, with their program, their cybersecurity program, and our Space Force. Because China's already on the opposite side of the moon that we're on. We're in the sun, the daylight, they're in the dark. And we'll see how that works out. Now, a House of Representatives rule that gives Congress the authority to cut the pay of an individual federal employee or eliminate entire agency programs will be removed under a proposed rules change by the Democrats in the 116th Congress. That's called job security. But it's also called what we talked about before. If they've got all these non-essential employees that have been laid off due to the government shutdown, and the government is still functioning fine, makes you wonder if we needed them to begin with, doesn't it? It does me anyway. And oh, by the way, when it comes to Korea, in his January 1st New Year's speech, Kim Jong-un was almost relentlessly positive in discussing the North Korean-U.S. relations, a topic that took up an unusually large portion of his entire address. And rather than reprise the complaints about the negotiations with the U.S. that had been the focus of numerous Pyongyang commentaries, Kim instead recounted his upbeat personal experience and his almost unalloyed expectations as a result of the June 2018 Singapore summit. And that is going to be a continuing story for America as we go into this year. All right, coming up, our second Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We'll let you know what's going on. We'll let you know where the fog is, because, boy, it's sure around tonight, I'll tell you. But don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. We're coming right back. Tell you all about the highways and byways all across the country.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Pittsburgh are rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's a-running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead of it, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills in my eyes, I hope you're white. I just passed a Jimmy and a wine. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
All righty, it's time for a Trucker's Highway and Byway Report. And first of all, for our listeners out there on AM 1180, KCKQ, I have some very bad news for you. The morning host, co-host, Dennis Romeo, longtime radio guy, good friend of mine, Vietnam veteran, in the Navy, was on one of the riverboats, has passed away unexpectedly. I know that I just got word of it from Marie in Germany. Somehow or another, she picked up on it off the internet. And he will be missed. He was a really good guy, did a lot of good things for you folks there in Reno. And our heartfelt prayers go out to Dennis, to Eddie, and to all the folks there at AM 1180 and all the listeners that we have out there listening to us right now. Dennis, you will be missed. Rest in peace, my old friend. Now, we got to go on here. Life goes on. The storm system that brought the heavy rain, the flooding, the wintry weather over the southern states will track up the eastern seaboard into Saturday and into Sunday. A lot of those games that are being played up in the northeast this weekend, guess what? It'll either rain or snow, one or the other. And widespread rain, locally heavy, will develop from the southeast across the middle Atlantic into the northeastern part of the U.S. all the way through the weekend. And over the western U.S., two more storm systems have entered into the mix. One up in the northwest, Washington State, Oregon, the other one into California. Now, I will tell you that a series of storms are going to bring more strong winds, rain, and mountain snow over the northwestern part of the United States right straight through next week. And we've already got some problems coming out of Seattle. I'll start with I-90 first. Coming out of Seattle going east, you've got some rain. And once you get east of Seattle and start going up through the pass, Snoqualmie, you're going to have snow, lots of it, winter storm warning for several inches of snow or more with winds behind it to boot. You'll have that pretty much halfway across Washington State as that storm starts to move further inland. There are snow flurries tonight in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. How about that one, George? Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And you've also got windy conditions and snow flurries out ahead of it into Montana. All that's going to catch up to each other and become another barn burner across I-90, I-94, and I-80 over the weekend into next week. Now, there is snow down I-5 into Oregon. And then in Northern California and Reno, Nevada, as you start climbing up above, you're going to have snow. A winter storm warning for Donner tonight and for down the other side of Donner, down towards Auburn, California. That winter storm warning will be posted over into Reno as the day goes along because you got high winds, you got wind-driven snow, you've got snow in the mountains right there along the California-Nevada border all the way down towards Bakersfield in the mountains down there. And Redding North, you've got snow tonight. Right now it's just snow flurries, but it's going to be a lot more as the storm continues to develop and moves in. Now, let's go over to Oklahoma. It is still snowing in Oklahoma. Snow flurries. Oklahoma City, Tulsa, down I-35 to the Texas line. Now, coming across east tonight on I-40, the storm that's developing that's going to go across the southeast and then up the east coast. You've got scattered rain in Arkansas, scattered rain along I-40 in Tennessee. You've got windy conditions and scattered rain in North Carolina tonight. Going down on I-10, you've got rain in Pascagoula, Mississippi, and you've got some rain over in, Alexandria, Louisiana. You've got rain in Beaumont, Texas. You've got fog and lots of it starting about Mobile over to Pensacola. And then all along the coastline, the western coastline, the Gulf of Mexico and Florida tonight, a lot of very heavy fog from up around Citrus County all the way down to below Sarasota into Charlotte County. Be careful on the bridges. Be careful on the Alligator Alley, dense fog down there, fog down into the Keys tonight, fog over on the east side of Florida, coming up to Fort Pierce. Then you pick it up again around Daytona, and it goes all the way to Jacksonville and beyond up into Georgia, up into South Carolina, and this is heavy, dense coastal fog. So be careful out there driving tonight. Be careful. And remember, if you can't see, nobody else around you can. So when you get these guys who used to get, we used to call them highway heroes, would be out there on a night like this when you couldn't see anything and you'd be driving along 45, 50 miles an hour following the markers in the road or the markers along the side of the road, whatever the case might happen to be, and some guy would come up beside you and dust you doing the speed limit. Well, those were usually the guys they found in the media down the road somewhere because they couldn't see any more than you could. And when they had to react to something, they had to turn the wheel. When they turned the wheel, they didn't exactly go where they thought they were going to. So be careful. This is not the kind of night to be a steering wheel holder out there in the highways and byways. Now, Moss Family Automotive brings you our Truckers Highway and Byway reports. It's Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Family Automotive. They've got four locations to serve you. Moss Family Chevrolet in Tampa. They've also got Moss Nissan up in Crystal River and Newport Richey. And Moss Wholesale to the Public in Homosassa Springs, where you can go in there, take a truck in there. If you can haul three cars, you can, or three vehicles, you can buy three vehicles at wholesale prices, and away you go. Remember now, you serve, you save. All active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, all 911 dispatchers too, get preferred pricing, saving them thousands of dollars. And on the Chevy side, all people wanting to buy a new Chevy get the employee discount right now at Moss Family Chevrolet here in the Carrollwood section of Tampa at 16414 North Dale Baby Highway, Tampa, Florida. By the way, people come from all across the country to save there because they can't get the same deal where they're at. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
What's going on with Mike Pompeo saying that Russia's making no effort to comply with the nuclear treaty?
Well, that's what he said.
Yeah, so please explain.
They're not making an effort to comply with anything. And I'm happy to hear that, you know, he's taking a hard line with Moscow. It's about time, including, I might add, the former Marine that's been detained.
Yeah, because they did charge him finally, right?
Yeah, and what had happened was he apparently was meeting with another Russian in a hotel room, and this other Russian passed him a thumb drive, and on the thumb drive, a USB drive or a USB stick, it apparently had a list of all employees at a classified security agency.
Good Lord.
Yeah, and it was within minutes of Waylon getting that thumb drive that they had arrested him. So that tells you that they had him surveilled. Yeah, they had him surveilled in his hotel room.
Yeah, which is not, I'm not surprised.
I'm not either. That's a typical tactic. But, you know, the point here being that, you know, Russia will do, you know, they push the limit.
Yep.
And go beyond the limit on just about anything. And, you know, then they say, we're nice.
Hold that thought. Yeah, we're coming right back with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.